And good afternoon, folks. My name's Craig, and this is the Over the Fence show here on Ragland Community Radio 98.1 FM and Free FM 89.0. And it is an absolute peach of a spring day out there today. Beautiful, beautiful. A little bit of wind now, but very, very still and sunny and warm day out there today. So enjoy it, folks. Going to be the only one for a little while. And thanks for tuning in. And whether you are listening live or perhaps you're streaming it live or listening back on a podcast, which is the way, I hope you enjoy the show. And today we're going to have on Marve from Hākia talking about her permaculture workshop, which is coming up on the 21st of this month. And also Tania from the Whanganui Environment Centre to talk about the brand new Growers Gig Guide and other things like that from the Environment Centre and growing food. Her title is the food security person at Whanganui Environment Centre, I think it is. So that's all to come in the show. And I'll probably do some weather and that sort of thing as well. After this one, the world's most famous song with a one chord guitar solo. And it goes like... folks, yeah, there was Neil Young there with Cinnamon Girl. Yes, that very famous one chord guitar solo off the album. Everybody knows this is Nowhere, which kind of came out of nowhere, really. That guitar sound that he played in most of those songs on that album. And there we are, anyways. And now we're going to have a look at the weather. And yes, it's springtime. A lot of action happening as it's been certainly springy over the last week or so, hasn't it, folks? A bit of rain, bit of sun, bit of this, bit of that. Good classic old sort of spring stuff. And the warm weather, yeah, it's a beautiful day, like I said earlier, out there today. There's a cold change arriving this weekend and a low that will form around the North Island, bringing some further rain. And over the Tassie in Australia, there's a storm in the southeast. It's just going to continue to hammer Victoria with heavy rain. And there's going to be another 100 mils over there today. So, yeah, pretty wet over there. And that's the one that's going to come over here. And there's going to be a gale, southerlies, about to kick along over there as well, up from Tasmania into Victoria. And I don't think it's going to be as bad when it gets over here finally, but let's have a look. See, yes, no, beautiful settled day today, and it doesn't look to be too much rain around at the moment, because there's a big high just sitting off in the Tassie, just off sort of Whangarei kind of ways. So, yeah, that's it's all there. There's going to be a little bit of cloud in the lower South Island and some showers for Fiordland, they say. I was just talking to someone the other day, and there's been a fresh dump of snow down the mountain too, a couple of days ago or something, I think it was. So, yes, still a bit of snow there if you're into your skiing and whatever. So most regions across the country today are going to be settled, especially today and tomorrow as well. So hopefully this this weather keeps for another day. And mostly sunny, a little bit of high cloud around, but yeah, not out here on the west coast. Temperature's going to warm up. It was pretty chilly last night. I think about 8 degrees or something when I got up this morning. in the house anyway, so yep, and there's a little bit of frost risk around sort of where you'd expect, I guess, Central Plateau, but that kind of reaches right down to not exactly out to the coast, but down into the Wairarapa and kind of up into the Nelson Lakes area, right down to, I guess, Queenstown kind of ways. And it's going to be pretty windy through the Cook Strait and down south today. And a little bit of chance of a fog, thanks to the high pressure. Some places on the North Island, probably not around here. I don't know what the Tron's like today. Maybe I'll ask Tanya when she comes on the show a bit later on what's it like over there. So that's kind of the thing. And for the next week here in the Waikato, what can we expect? Well, beautiful sunny day today. 14 degrees the high, feels a bit warmer than that. Dropping down to 11 degrees tonight. It's interesting. I thought it'd be cooler than that. Tomorrow, a little bit of cloud around, which is going to raise temperatures up to 17 degrees with a nighttime high, I should say, of 12. And Friday, again, same sort of thing. 16 high, 13 low. Then showers over the weekend. Going to remain 15, 14 degrees, down to 10 degrees overnight. And looks like it's going to be a blowy old day on Monday. 15 degrees. 17 tomorrow, and then the rest of the week's kind of between 14 and 16 degrees. And the wind on Monday, where I was just looking at, is going, they're expecting, about 37 K. So, yeah, that's going to be from the southwest. It's going to be actually from the southwest this whole week, apart from Saturday, where it's going to swing more westerly, and then next Tuesday is going to be sort of west-southwesterly, so... that's kind of what we can expect for the week. So, yeah, maybe a little bit of rain over the weekend, but, yeah, not heaps. A few mils here and there kind of thing. And the humidity today is 65%. And the sun rose this morning at 6:54 and will set at 7:27. The length of visible light is 13 hours and 26 minutes. The extra day length is 12 hours and 33 minutes. And tomorrow will be 2 minutes and 25 seconds longer than it is today. And the beautiful moon will set at 9:29 this morning. I saw it this morning. I was up at 4:30 for some reason, and looking out, it was just sort of hanging there over the sea. Beautiful waning gibbous moon, 71% illuminated with a waning crescent in a few days. What, 3 days? It's going to be the new phase. So there we are. That's some weather for you. Now I'm going to play for you a song by the 3Ds called Jesus. Or I suppose it's the 3Ds there with Jesus. And I'm going to come back after this one by... come back after this one's gardening to-dos. And this is SJD. Did a tour just only 3 months ago. I didn't even know where it was going on. So here's a live track from Dunedin in 2023. And at the very beginning of this one, he forgets the intro to the song. So check this one out. It's The Lizard Kings by SJZ, live in Dunedin.
Thank you. Thank you. You're very kind. Thank you.
All right, folks, that was SJD there with the Lizard Kings. Now going to play for you a song by the Exploding Pudgies called Kenneth Anger. And our guests are right in the studio, Marve, and we'll come back and have a chat to her very shortly. All right, folks, there we are. That was the Exploding Pudgies there with their song Kenneth Anger. And we're going to run through some gardening to-dos right now. And if you're gardening by the moon, and today is the 4th, of course. And so we're into the third quarter must be. So the 4th is, so if you're gardening by the moon, some of the things you can do is generously feed your onions and garlic with a regular application of fish or seaweed only. solution to size them up and ensure plenty of air movement in humid climates. Interesting, all right. So there's something you can do by the moon. And on from Saturday on, you can make hot compost, yes, out of spent winter crops. Heavily feed all existing subtropicals with a nitrogen fertilizer and mulch well. All right, folks, here we go. It is a beautiful spring, and there are a lot of things to plant, so I'll try and rip through these. At least some apricot, asparagus, basil, beans, beetroot, blackberries, blueberries, bok choy, broccoli, cabbage, calendula, capsicum, carrots, cauliflower, celery, chilies, chrysanthemum, coriander, cosmos, courgettes, cucumber, dahlia, daisies, dianthus eggplant, feed jars, fuchsias, gerberas, gladiolus, impatiens, coumara, lavender, leeks, lemons, lettuce, lily, limes, mandarins, marigolds, mesclun, oranges, pansy viola, parsley, parsnip, passion fruit, petunia, poppy, potatoes, pumpkin squash, radish, raspberries, rhubarb, rocket, rose, silver beet, snapdragon, spinach, spring onions, strawberries, sweet peas, sweet corn, tomatoes, and watermelon. There's a few things.
Done.
What have I missed there? Welcome to the show.
Not much. Pretty much covered everything, yeah.
Excellent. Okay. And what have you been doing this week in the garden, would you say?
This week I planted lots of actually brassicas just before the full moon, but a bunny got into my garden and ate them all.
Damn bunnies.
Yeah, make sure you put up fences around your garden.
Yeah, I've got to do that. The possums eat my stuff too.
Yeah, that's unfortunate. Yeah, yeah. We have some traps around, so a little bit trapping. But yeah, busy time of the year. I'm in the greenhouse quite a lot, just sowing seeds. And now because it's after the full moon, so the energy is kind of going to the roots, it's a good time to plant root crops like carrots and onions and beetroot, that kind of stuff, and feed the garden so the roots can grow.
Marvellous. Yeah. I've actually got some onions I've planted. They're clumping onions. You've seen those before?
Oh, yeah.
And I've surrounded them with seaweed, and they're going quite well.
Yeah, try them out.
And luckily, the slugs and snails, I've got a real slug and snail problem. And I don't like using little green pellets.
Yeah.
So I put seaweed around certain things, and that works on certain things.
Okay, that's interesting.
What do you do?
We have ducks and chickens, which love eating all the slugs and snails. Yeah. But I also do, actually, in the greenhouse, I have to go there every night and catch them because I don't know where they're coming from. But every night I catch maybe around 20, 30 slugs in the greenhouse. And they're just like all in the seedlings. So.
Yeah. I'm going to have to start doing that because, I've got a real problem with them. Like I say, the seaweed works on some things, but not others. So, I'm going to have to do something with that.
Maybe some wood ash or some sort of they don't like. Oh, you could actually do. They love citrus, so if you peel like half a lemon or something, scoop it out, and you put that into your garden, it's like a catch. They all fill into it and like have a party.
So that, like, do they stay there?
Yeah,
they'll still be there in the morning, sort of thing.
I think so.
Okay.
They just love the taste of it. Sometimes I find them in the lemon on the tree. They're just all eating it. Yeah.
That's good to know because I've got heaps of grapefruit. I'm going to make some grapefruit juice later on. So I'll cut them in half and plenty of room for them all to squeeze in there and have their little citrus party.
Yeah. That should be good. But they're a nuisance in the garden.
Sure are.
Yeah.
And I wonder how many, the ducks, are they pretty good on them? Like, eat most of them, would you say?
Yeah, ducks eat quite a lot, and chickens as well. I find chickens, smaller, they are more into, I always get confused, slugs, and then smaller snails, but big snails, the shell is quite thick, but the ducks just eat them all, to be honest, yeah.
Yeah, well, maybe that's a trick, I need some ducks,
Yeah,
but I don't have. Anyway, okay. All right, and gardening by the moon, so... You'd be into a bit of that, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I definitely follow the moon. Yeah. And for gardening and also for myself as well, with the new moon and full moon, kind of looking into how it affects our being and that kind of stuff. Even with my sister's actually really into it. She cuts her hair in the right phase. Apparently it grows a lot faster if you cut your hair in the right phase. I'm not too sure of it exactly, but she's always following that and pretty cool.
Well, the same thing with cutting your nails, I suppose, so.
Yeah, it's the same material, right? Yeah, I would think so.
Interesting. All right. I think what I'm going to do is play a song. You haven't picked one yet, have you? Let's pick a song soon. And then we'll come back. What time is it? 1 o'clock. So I'm going to give your friend of mine, Tanya, a ring in a minute. Mm. And hopefully we'll all be able to hear each other and everything will go, all right. So right now I'm going to play David Kilgour and the Heavy Eights. Could Be On My Way, their song. Right, yeah, folks, that was David Coolgirl and the Heavy Eights there with their song. Hang on, I've lost it now. But now I'm going to play for you while I ring up Tanya, our other guest for the day, who's going to come joining us from Kirikiriroa on the phone. Right now I'm going to play for you. Well, that was Good Boy On My Way by David Coolgirl. He goes Sneaky Feelings with their song Amnesia. We'll be back straight after this. right, folks, that was Amnesia by the Sneaky Feelings there, and now we are joined on the phone by our other guest today, Tanya from the Whangarei Environment Centre. Hello, Tanya.
Kia ora, thank you so much for having me on your show.
Really looking forward
to it.
And can you hear Amabe? Sorry?
Yes. No.
I can't hear her. Can hear her, no? How's that? So can you hear Mabe now?
Tanya?
Yes,
there we go.
She can hear you, Mabe. She's very low. Like, can we put...
Oh, I'll turn her volume up like that.
Yeah.
How's that? All right. Well, hopefully this is all going to work.
Yeah.
Yes. And you're saying you're planting some seeds out this morning, Tanya, at your place in Kirikiriroa.
Yes, sunny day. So I've done a lot of seeds and I'm still desperate for some more. So I did a quick run of some hullus pumpkin seeds. So they're grown for their seed to eat.
Huh.
Lots of fun. So I popped some of those in.
So are those long, curly ones? No.
No, those are the rampicante.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, they're type of zucchini, and they're pretty exciting. I like those.
Yes.
If you want some of those that seed for that particular pumpkin, do go and visit the Seed Araha stand outside the Environment Centre on Bow Street.
Yes.
And they quite often there's some there in little packages.
Yes, sitting out there as we speak. All loaded up with stuff, and Katie's in there doing some mahi next door at your office at the Environment Centre.
Oh, fantastic. So there you go.
Yes,
get down there. Have a look at what seeds are available.
I had a little look at tomatoes.
We try and make sure the seeds are the right ones for the season to go in.
Yes. And is it your official title over there, the Food Security Administrator or Manager or something like that, is it?
Yes. So my role is to encourage food sovereignty in Whangarei. So I'm excitedly promoting things involved or coordinating or supporting things like the growers market, the community garden, the seed bank, which is also part of the Seed Araha stand.
Yes.
I do some work with Waitatuna School, and I'm also involved with exploring how we can share growing food together on shared bits of land.
Yes. We get into all these juicy things later. And the first growers market was Friday, wasn't it, Marvie?
Yeah, it was just Friday.
Were you there?
Yeah, I had a stall and... It was amazing to see how far the market has come, just seeing so many stalls with so many varieties, like lots of fruit and veggies, but also like flowers, dahlia tubers, avocados, eggs, yeah, all sorts of stuff. So it's really taking off, and that's so amazing to be part of it, yeah.
Would this be, how many years has that been running now, would you say, Tanya?
This is its third season, just started last Friday.
Third season. Well attended, was it?
It really was. 255 people came through the doors in the hall. We were hoping to be outside, but the weather wasn't good enough, and the church has been very generous at allowing us to use the hall if the weather's not good.
Yeah, it's a beautiful space in there too, isn't it? You know, it's a good facility for the town, that one.
Yeah.
And what did you have on your table, Marley?
I had a lot of different things, like some fruit trees. We had biochar. That was like we were trying it out. Mm. It's really amazing for the garden. Like lemons, limes, and greens from the garden, like stir-fry greens. Yeah, so many different things I find it hard to think of. Yeah.
And you're making your own biochar, you and Dan?
Yeah, we actually made it at home just recently, a couple of weeks ago. So it was freshly for the spring gardens.
And do you inoculate it and everything like that?
We did inoculate it. And at the growers market, Dan was telling people how, like, we urinated on it. And I was like, Dan, maybe this is not the stuff people want to hear. But, yeah, we did inoculate it, so it's ready to go into the gardens, yeah.
Fantastic. Yeah. I've never made biochar. I've always been fascinated by it, but, you know.
Yeah, it's really amazing. And there's so many information out there about it. Like, on YouTube, it shows how, like, so many of the indigenous cultures are using biochar to grow soil. And apparently it's active for 100 years, so it can like just keep pulling in nutrients and making a space for like microorganisms to grow.
100 years, far out. That's cool.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's crazy stuff.
Also, Tanya, you've got the when is this? Maybe the second or third growers' gig guide doing the rounds. How cool is that?
Yes. Yeah. Well, we thought, why should all the musos have all the fun? You know, growers want to get together and have gigs. So we now have the growers' gig guide, and it goes out every month.
Yes.
And on the growers' gig guide, we've got
very pretty looking thing too.
Yeah, it's a lot of stuff happening, and we're happy to promote other people, you know, anything that's happening in the Whangaroa that's about food growing.
Yeah.
And so, we've got crop swap, we've got workshops on there, we've got seed sorting, we've got working bees, so it really is worthwhile having a look. A great place to find out what events you'd like to go to, or whether you'd want to go to workshops, or just help out.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. And there's a paper copy. We've got one in the studio here, and I've seen a few of them around. I guess you can go to the Whangaroa Environment Centre website and the social media and things like that, and it'll all be up there all over there as well.
Yes, definitely is. Yep, and we're getting a lot of responses from people seeing the gig guide now, so that's great.
Great, yes. Just looking at it, Sunday, what's today, the 4th, so the first one on the first day of the month was Crop Swap, and I was there, Marbe was there, and it was, well, did a little head count, there would have been over 60 people there. You know?
Yeah, it was very busy.
Yeah, it was very busy, yeah.
And that was another amazing space to see, like, how as a community we have so much abundance, and, like, seeing people, like, bring it all together to share. I got so many dahlia tubers. I have so much planting to do now. But, yeah, that was amazing. I had so much fun, and I always enjoy Crop Swap. That's definitely one of the amazing, like, community spaces.
Yeah, I love crop. For those who might not know what Crop Swap is, Tanya, how would you kind of put it in a couple of sentences?
Couple of sentences?
Yep.
It is a place where people share the abundance of their gardens, their hands, and their knowledge.
Cool. Beautiful. Just like that, Tanya. Almost like you said that before. Did you just make that up on the spot, did you?
She's clever.
I love Crop Swaps too.
Yes, no, it was very good. And there was actually a bunch of, I think it was like eight or nine people from all over the Waikato. Like, I think they were here doing a wānanga or something at the Kokiri Centre. And people from Moranville and Hamilton and all that. And they brought in a whole bunch of heritage seeds. Did you just grab a few of those?
Yeah. I didn't get the seeds, but there was Kaioranga course with Georgianne, so it's like they're kind of exploring a lot of topics, but like Maori approach to land and growing food, and they do a little bit of ronga. I did that course as well. It's really amazing, but they had these seeds, and Georgianne is bringing them out here to experience what's happening in Whangaroa, since we have so many amazing events going on. That was really nice to have them part of it. And then later they were in the Pacific Paradise Workshop as well.
Yes, they were. Yes, that was that was the same day, wasn't it? I went to that one too, and you were there, and you were there as well, Tanya. Liz and Rick, of course, was Rick was talking about taros and bananas, and then Liz came on and stole the show with a lot of kumara kaupapa.
That
was a great day.
Was amazing, and just Rick and Liz sharing their knowledge about tropical food crops that we can grow in Raglan, and they've been encouraging us to grow them.
I'm really excited. At the workshop, and Liz and Rick, they're like fountain of knowledge, and it was like I had to laugh when it was raining, and we were so persistent. We just had the cardboards over our hands, and we were like, "No, we are not leaving. We want to learn." Fun.
Yeah.
Everyone stayed, even though it did get quite wet and it got very cold.
Yes, it did. And you've laid down a couple of kumara down there in the community gardens, which is another one of your things you're involved with. In fact, the next working bee, now look at the things, on the 10th, which is this Tuesday.
In the afternoon, and you'll be able to see our little instant kumara garden that we made on the day. and we'll be able to explain how we did it, and you'll be able to do your own kumara at home.
Yes, yes, yes indeed. And the community gardens, how long have you been involved with that now, Tanya, would you say, down there?
Just over a year. Yeah. I was lucky to...
Wow, super tidy.
To be handed it over after Manu had done a great job of putting in those framed gardens, and it's just made life so much easier down there. Yeah, he did a good job.
Yes, yes. And just looking back, the thing just yesterday was seed sorting. Now that's in the just over the entranceway here from the Raglan Community Radio HQ and the Environment Centre as well, isn't it? The seed sorting days.
Yes, so on seed sorting days, people are welcome to come along, and what we do is we sort out the seeds that have either been gifted to us from local seed savers, or we do have some that we've bought from King Seeds.
Yes.
And we sort them out into small little packets that have been folded up for us.
Yep.
And then we put them out on the seed aroha stands. The aim of that is so people have access to appropriate seeds for the season in small quantities, and to reduce sort of barriers about growing food. So there's small quantities, and there should be some information there, and we're just trying to encourage people to give it a go.
Yes. Beautiful and cunningly little folded little paper things too.
Mm. Yeah, they look great.
Yes, they do. So that was yesterday, and then, that was yesterday, and then, community working bee, then crop swap again. That's every second Sunday, isn't it, down at the bowling club?
Yeah,
And then the Raglan Hill Horticultural Society as well on Tuesday. I missed that last one, but I was there a couple of ones ago. It was really interesting. Yeah. And I think it was it Rick and Liz the last one, Tanya?
Yes, Rick and Liz, the last one, talking about sustainability and growing food.
Yes.
Okay. And this one is Jonathan from Raglan Avocados. So if you want to know about growing avocados, storing avocados, figuring out if they're ripe, all those questions, come along to the Horticultural Society. Everyone's welcome.
And that's at the Stewart Street Church Hall, 3 Stewart Street, at 1 o'clock Tuesday. Mm. And then the very next thing, spring permaculture course at Harkia Retreat, Martha. All right.
Yeah.
What's going to be happening that day?
So we are planning a day. Like, it's just like an introduction to permaculture, but we're going to, like, kind of explore, like, what's permaculture. Like, we hear so much about it. Is it, like, growing food? Is it, like, social something? Like, yeah, we're going to kind of explore, like, ethics and principles. And to sum that up, I think it's, like, a way of thinking and way of interacting with land, like, working with the land. So we have a day of fun. I feel really excited to, like, introduce some new ideas to people and do some hands-on practice. And also Georgianne from Kayoranga course, like, who brought the students to do crop swap and later the Pacific Paradise workshop. She will be doing Maori, like, wisdom and, like, sharing, like, their knowledge and from the land, a little bit of Ronga. So, yeah, like, combining some practices of what permaculture offers and indigenous wisdom together to, I guess, start sustainability journey of people.
Fantastic. Yeah. And are you going to cook some of your delicious things to for everybody to eat?
Yes, we will have really nice kai. I haven't decided what to cook, but definitely something from the land, just as a way. That's the part I really enjoy with, like, growing food, because it, I feel it makes me more creative, because you are like, oh, like, I grow this, now I have to do something with it. So you just come up with ways, like, to, use that. So, and I think it really opens people's eyes to, like, possibilities, rather than, like, going to a, like, supermarket and buying the same things to cook the same things. So I want to, set examples. Last time when we had the course, we actually had a stuffed pumpkin, and that was such a sight. We had, like, this giant pumpkin stuffed with, like, lots of grains and, like, grapes and things like that we grew in the garden. And, like, yeah, it had, like, the lid, and when you open the lid, it had all the surprise.
Yum.
So it was really nice.
And also, of course, you were and that was you organised that as well, didn't you, Tanya, the international cooking classes, didn't you?
Yes. Yes, they were fun.
They were.
And Marve was our very first workshop.
Yes.
It was really well attended, and it was amazing. It really was. Yes. You did another pumpkin dish, that sweet dessert.
Yeah, pumpkin dessert. Yeah, that's one of my favorite Turkish dishes. It was so easy as well. Yeah.
That is, in fact, that I've done it twice now with some butternuts.
Did you?
Yes.
Nice.
It's easy, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Yep. I've cooked it as well.
Oh.
Yep.
Oh, that's good to hear.
It's catching on, Marve. Catching on around town.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I really enjoy cooking, and I feel lucky with my background because, yeah, Turkish, like, it's really important culturally to Turkish people, like, cook good food and offer them to, like, friends and family. Like, the offering part is, like, why people cook most of the time. So I enjoy, like, cooking for others. Yeah.
Fantastic. Okay, so that's going to be the day, and you were telling me just off here before that, what do you got, 12 spots? Was it? And like half of them gone or something?
Yeah, half of them gone. And so if you're keen to come for the course, just please book. And yeah, it will be an amazing day for sure. Yeah.
Book through.
Details, you can find it if you go to Hakia on Facebook or Instagram or our website. Any social media, you'll find the details. Just book through us, messaging us, and yeah, we'll book you in.
Fantastic. So it's Hakia, Hakea?
Yes.
Hakia
Retreat. Yeah.
Hakia Retreat. Very nice. Mm. Yes. Okay, so that's the 21st. So not this weekend. No, a couple of weekends away.
Yeah.
Yeah, a couple of weekends away. Yep.
It's coming up.
So, yeah, if you want to get to that one, that's from 10 till 4:30, folks. So yeah, if you look at the social media for Hakia Retreat or hakiaretreat@gmail.com, that's how you can book your place. Go check out Marve and Dan's property, which I must admit I've never done, Marve. Very sloppy. I'm going to have to come along to this one, aren't I? To, just come check it out.
Yeah, you got that.
Yeah, I missed your last one, unfortunately. That was just before I had you on the show last one. Would you say April or May or something, wasn't it?
Yeah,
that's right. Yeah. Oh, well, this time, hopefully. Fingers crossed we'll get there this time.
Yeah.
You going to head along to that one, Tanya?
I'm still looking at it. Very busy month this month, but I've been to Hakia and it is definitely worth visiting. It's an amazing space, community, and learning how to grow things. It's just amazing. Yeah, I really enjoyed my time there.
Thanks, Tanya.
That's a great endorsement. Well, listen to that. Yes. What else we got here? Oh, the community garden working bees. That's the next thing. I'm looking back on the Growers Good Guide now, folks. And if you just joined the interview, we're talking to Marve and from Hakia Retreat and Tanya from the Whangarei Environment Centre, the food security conductor, would you say? Or
coordinator.
Coordinator, that sounds better. Yes. And the next thing we got on the 24th Tuesday is Community Garden Working Bee. And they happen, is it every second Tuesday, is that right?
It's the second and fourth Tuesday of the month.
Second and fourth, okay.
Yep, and at the moment we're still in the afternoons, but when the weather gets a bit hotter, we'll start being in the mornings.
Okay, in the mornings, all right. And so that's the second, what did you say, the first and the third and, oh no, the
second. Second and the fourth.
Yes.
Yeah.
Don't let me confuse you, folks. Second and the fourth and the third Tuesday, of course, the Horticulture Society one, wasn't it? And I missed out on that last one, but yes, I'll have to remember that. And then, again, the week after the Hakia Retreat, Spring Permaculture course is the Grow Kumara Together. Ah. Tell us about that one, Tanya.
This is a very interesting space that that the Environment Centre and the Ag and Community are looking into. And the idea is sharing growing food together on shared land. So this is our first experiment, and we're just learning how to do it all together and how to work together. And we will be, if you're interested in this type of project, please contact me. So this time, with this particular experiment project, we are going to be working on the land and growing kumara and pumpkins on this particular piece of land. And
is it a secret
work
bit of land?
Progress. Yeah. The land is out to Uku.
Ah, Right. Okay.
Marve's visited the land, haven't you?
Yeah. We did like a site analysis and just looked into possible places like and crops. It was really amazing experience. To be honest, all of these like growers gig guide events are so amazing for like learning and like growing community, like just connecting to other like people. And that was one of them, like just learning so much from people's wisdom and like what would be the possible crops. And Kumara is like a really good one to do as I think like together in community. Like that's why I guess Maori was doing such big gardens. And that's our first crop to do together. And yeah, I feel excited for the journey of like, yeah, kind of finding out how we can make it better for each other and grow food together. Yeah, that's an exciting journey.
It's a really, really interesting and exciting idea, isn't it?
Mm.
Yeah. Okay, and Kumara, of course, like Liz was just saying on Sunday, just water it once and that's it.
Yeah.
Nice low maintenance one.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's exciting. This is the first one of these kind of things, Tanya, and watch the space and more will come, probably. Mm.
Yeah, so if you're interested in that type of project of sharing your mahi and or sharing land to allow people to grow food on your land, we're hoping to be able to do. This is a rural property, but we're also hoping to do sharing in the urban setting as well. Contact me. It's a work in progress, so we're learning from each other.
That's a really interesting idea. If you've got like a section of town or whatever, and you're not a gardener, but other people can come and do a garden for you on your place, eh? Cassie White couldn't work, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There are some examples of it around the country. I think with Tanya, actually, we watched like a documentary from Gisborne. They were like growing food on their like backyards, and that food was getting collected and goes to a cafe where they're like serving it to community for really like minimum like price. That was really good, like just connecting everyone together. And obviously if they grow in someone's like backyard, they get like what they need, and the rest is just goes to this cafe.
I think I watched that movie as well.
So that documentary Marve's talking about is called Together We Grow. And it's about a group, a community group in Upper Hutt, and it's really worth watching. It really is.
Yeah.
It's quite inspiring.
Yeah,
I think I came like that. They had like a bike repair workshop and like a men's shed type thing as well, eh? Or a people shed or whatever. And,
like artists.
And a cafe and lots of stuff like that. Yeah, no, that was a really cool thing. That I can't see why we work here in Whangarei either. Mm. Something like that, you know.
Yeah.
If we had a space, and that's another thing you organise as well, isn't it, Tanya? Like growers, little missions around to see other growers. Where was that? Yes. Over the summer? That was went on a couple of those trips. They were cool.
They were really inspiring, and we were very lucky. Growers like to share their knowledge and their passion, so it was wonderful to be welcomed onto all those bits of land.
Mm-hmm. And you'll be organising a few more probably coming up, Tanya?
Yes, hopefully I can.
Yes.
That would be great.
Yeah, no, they were great, those things. And if people want to get involved in the, I guess, you know, like the growers, it's not really a group, but, you know, in any of this growing stuff, I guess it's just a matter of turning up, right? You don't have to, well, it's free,
Or contact me and we can have a discussion about which things you're interested in. But, if it's on the Growers Good Guide, follow the little information leads whether you need to contact someone or not.
Best way to get a hold of you, Tanya, is at whangarei.org.nz/community-garden.
So my email is food@whangarei.org.nz.
food@whangarei.org.nz, okay.
Yeah.
So there we are, folks. Yeah, if you're interested in any of these things, or check out the Growers Good Guide, or get a hold of Tanya, and she'll be... She's very passionate about these sorts of things, so she'll be more than happy to have a little chat with you about it and get you in the motion of doing stuff. Yes.
And it looks like you'd better, if you're interested in the spring permaculture course at Hākia, you need to contact Hākia really soon, because running out of spaces.
Yes. No, that's right, folks. Yeah, better book in there pretty quickly. And I think, anything else you want to add, Tanya? I think it's half past one already. We better start wrapping it up.
think we will.
Okay. And you're out here 3 days a week, isn't it, Tania?
Yeah. I'm usually out there on a Tuesday and a Friday.
Tuesday and a Friday, a couple of days a week. Right on.
Yep.
For now, anyway. Hey, Tania.
For now. Yep.
Yeah.
Awesome. All right. Well, thanks very much for joining the show, Tania. I really appreciate it. And you're doing some great work around the Whangarei community. And thank you for all your all these things you do. And they're great and heaps of fun and really educational. Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you for having me on your show.
No worries. And we will see you soon. A couple of days.
Thank you. Yeah. Yes.
All right. Thank you, Tania.
Okay. Thank you.
Ta-da. Bye. Right, folks, that was Tania there from the Whangarei Environment Centre. Yes, yeah, so you helped pick the land. It's interesting, isn't it? You sort of run into a lot of the same sort of growers at these things, and interesting thing. Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like a bit like people tell what they want, and Tania is really good at like bringing that together. So people were already saying like they want to, like they have land they want to share and they want to do like grow together, and now like that's coming together. So if you have any idea, regardless of what, relating to food and sharing your land or just community, I would say get in touch with the Whangarei Environment Centre and amazing things will come out of it for sure.
Quite right. All right, well, I think we better wrap it up. And you haven't picked a song yet either, have you?
I was trying, but too busy.
Too busy chatting away. All right, well, what else we got lined up here, song wise, folks? But yeah, that's kind of it for the show. Hope you enjoyed it. And I will go out with, I've already played all these ones. So, what's that?
Ringing
in your ears? So I guess just run people through what's happening on the 21st, the spring permaculture course, one more time.
I'll run it. We will start with the day, like just like a little circle, getting to know each other. And from there, we explore some of the ethics and principles of permaculture. We have like some practical examples that we want to do together, which will kind of concrete these ideas and gives you where to start, like just kind of connecting theory with hands-on practice, which I think is what most people are really excited about. And we will have an amazing Kai from the land and continue with Georgianne's sessions on indigenous wisdom. And she will share, she's an amazing Kayako teacher. She will share her wisdom with us and how to interact with land and whenua. Really exciting. Yeah, just book your place if you're interested in coming along. And if this date is not good for you, go to our website, hakiretreat.com, and you can sign up to our newsletter. We send out more information about what we do and upcoming courses.
Fantastic. And thank you very much for coming into the studio once again. Lovely to see you again and here again.
Thanks. And I really enjoyed this chat. So
yes.
I'll be back.
I have to get back in a bit more often. Yes. Yeah. All right, folks. Well, that's it for the show. Hope you enjoyed it. And I'm going to go out with another New Zealand band called Goblin Mix with their song Unusual Wish. Have a great week, folks. Ka kite. Can you say hooray?
Hooray.
All right. Thanks, folks. Bye.
Deep waters come. I wish away for one touch of her hair. No doctor there, what I have seen, what I have been, will not follow me tonight. I will return to say, does it steal golden seeds of corn? Each new day I'm born, darkness looked my way, darkness turned away, became my only one, rising like a sun. Love never turn away, changes not today. Love, look into my eyes, things have taken heart. Love, never turn away, chances not today. Love, look into my eyes, things have taken heart.